I mean, come on, guys. What are we doing here?
A show that, analytically, exists between 6 and 10 weekday mornings on Kansas City's only FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Oh, buddy.
Live from the studios that brought you...
Hey, what yo up, man?
Here's Bob Fesco and Dusty Likens.
All right, it's Red Friday. That's right. Games that matter but don't matter at all.
Hello, America.
You better believe it, Jerry.
I know exactly right.
Strawberry pie, baby. Games that matter that don't matter at all.
I love that. Games that matter that don't matter at all. Because trademark, that's what it is.
Trademarked
yeah.
it already, so I'll take the payments via Venmo.
Yeah, that's what the NFL should do, though, with these exhibition games. Games that matter that don't matter. Wait, say it again.
Games that matter that really don't matter.
That really don't matter. Yeah, they matter to the team. They matter to those players.
Shut your mouth. Don't even respond to that.
They don't matter to the fans, but yeah, they do. They matter to a lot of those guys.
They're still real to me, damn it. You know, that guy cried at the wrestling.
Yeah.
That's the thing, you guys. Still real to me, damn it.
Still real to me, damn it. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you enjoy that.
These are my boys.
Boy, I'll tell
you. No,
they're not. Yeah, no, it's preseason football, man.
They don't care.
No, they don't really don't. I hate to be that guy, but they don't.
If you're Mahomes, would you travel?
No, absolutely not.
But he's going to be. He will be. They're going to. It's the Andy Reid. Stick,
yeah, I
right.
mean, I think it's also Mahomes being that leader type guy.
So that's not a good look.
No, yeah. it is.
Is it not a good look for Stafford?
I didn't mind.
Was there.
Oh, he did travel.
McDuffie and Watson did it. Yeah. Stafford was there. He's the quarterback.
So was that a bad look on McDuffie and Watson?
As some Chiefs fans would say,
yeah,
so.
Of course they yeah. would, but I mean, no,
we'll
it's not. It's what yeah. your boss is telling you to do. Hey, guys, take this trip off. We're getting ready to go to Australia.
Charter's
we don't need you to
full.
Go. Yeah, I mean, we got 90 players. We want to get a look at some. I think Watson and yeah. McDuffie are going to make the team, right?
Watson, like, yes.
I don't think that's a big deal for them to not go, because I think they're going to make the team. Let some of these other guys go and play that probably wouldn't, and so you know, give up your seat on the play. I have no issue with guys skipping these preseason games. They're not going to be a part of it, because then you just become like a distraction standing there on the sidelines playing grab ass for 4 hours.
Like Travis will travel, right? That'd be, would it be a bad look if he didn't go?
No. It's just really the quarterback to me, okay. But I think everyone should go. You're part of the team.
Yeah.
You should go.
Unless the coach is saying, hey guys, this is what we're going to do. Yeah. Because like even last year when the Chiefs were complaining about the travel at the beginning of the year, remember we had to go to Seattle and Arizona and Brazil. Then you should have given those guys that time to Seattle off and not taken them on that trip and really rested their legs a little bit. And so
you also coined yourself the world's team.
Yeah,
so
well,
that kind of comes with the package.
Kind of does. No,
sorry.
You're absolutely right about it. You said you wanted to be the world team. Here you go. Play to the world.
Six
right?
and 11.
Yeah.
All right.
You get to play, you know, on the world stage. But, you know, I think maybe after that happened with the Chiefs, they, you know, these coaches all talk and whatever. I'm sure Andy said something to like, God, we had to do all this travel. And Sean McVay probably kind of picked up on that and went, yeah, you know, if we're going to be traveling to Australia, why make these guys travel in the preseason? Take the mileage off their legs and let's let some of these other guys play. So I don't really have an issue with that if it means better health for these players and not cramping them on a, you know, a tube and flying across the country for a game they're not going to participate
in. Dave? That's why you got to get up and do the high knees like Russell Wilson, man.
Oh, yeah.
A.K.A. Patrick Mahomes.
A.K.A. Patrick Mahomes. That's exactly right.
I imagine Kelsey wants to go. I mean, this is his last year. Every experience that he can get, he's not going to miss out on anything.
Is
like
this
that.
The last time we've been in Tampa since the blowout Super Bowl?
I don't think so.
When else would you have been in? Am I wrong
was
on that?
Wasn't there a regular season game down
there?
Yeah,
was that regular season game after the Super Bowl? I think it was when he had that awesome pass to Clyde Edwards-Helaire in the back of the end zone.
Well, there was a regular season game before the Super Bowl that year where we beat Tampa down there.
Yeah, that was the Tyreek Hill explosion.
Exactly. Yeah, that was before the Super Bowl. I don't know after the Super Bowl since I think there had to have been at least one. I mean, that's been so long. That was 2020, that Super Bowl.
Yeah,
the 2021 season.
Yeah. Mahomes had a sick game in Tampa.
Okay.
That pass to Clyde in the back of the end zone. My brother was there. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so they played down there since. But you know, no, like if you're Trey Smith, if you're, you know, Josh Simmons, guys like that aren't going to play, I'm not getting on that plane. I'm not making them get on that plane. Again, you've got some injuries you're nursing too, being 35,000 feet up, pressurized cabin. That doesn't help anybody. So
no.
I think if you're nursing stuff and you're dealing with stuff, it's just better to stay home. There's no reason to go. So yeah, I mean, I can definitely see both ways on this, but as we've, you know, developed and gotten older and we know more about our bodies and rest and all this kind of stuff, the more rest you can give these guys right now, I think it's beneficial for a long season.
Mac, have you ever like gotten out of something that maybe you were kind of like 50-50 or like on the fence about, like, do you love her? like, have you ever...
like an event or like hanging out with somebody or what?
Or maybe like, I don't know, like, so yeah, like say an event, say they're like 2 weeks ago, your buddies were like, hey, Saturday, blah, blah, blah. You're like, all right, I don't really have anything going on. Then all of a sudden, like Shivana doesn't have to work or like switch to shift, but you've got to figure out a way out of it. So you come up with like the most lame ass excuse.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Where you're like, ah, kind of woke up this morning, got a migraine, but you know you're about to like...
The kid's got a thing.
Right? There, that's yeah. a good one, right?
Yep. Like, oh, that's, I mean, that's hey, a layup.
Woke up this morning, kid's got something wrong yeah. with the throat. Like, yeah. we yeah. just don't want to... It could be contagious. Meanwhile, you're at home, cocktails, pizza's in the oven, TV's on, you're having time of your life.
Right, you just don't want to go. Yeah, you just don't want to go. Yeah.
Is this what the Big 12's doing with Monster?
Yeah, I think exactly. so. Yeah, they just don't exactly want this deal right doing. Now. Yeah. Like, I mean, my God. The doctors are now saying it's bad for the kids, and no. so Karen's
Dude,
out there.
You look good there.
Yeah, yeah. yeah, this is totally Big 12 saying, nah, well, this deal sucks. Well, we I mean, need to get out of this.
They've too gotten, much sugar.
Yeah, they've gotten so shamed by this deal because it really is a bad deal.
Started on this show.
Yeah, it really did. It really did start on this show. I mean, it's a terrible deal. $20 million a year sounds like a lot divided by 16 teams.
Two.
And then, right, yeah, so everybody's down to like $6 by the time, yeah. you know, the taxes are taken out and commission checks are written. So nobody's getting any money.
And it looks like ass.
And it looks terrible. Ugh. And the logo is everywhere. It's on everybody's football jersey. Somebody showed a picture of Allen Fieldhouse. Now it's on the floor in there.
Oh, they should have put it like on the bird's face.
Yeah, yeah, right. Put it on the, yeah, right. Put it on the Jayhawk. It's just right there. But like,
monster.
It's a chalk, mother effer.
It is a bad deal for the Big 12 right now.
Yeah, you gotta, I mean, get out.
You gotta get bolt out. On this
you
thing.
Know what, pay him $2 million right back. Every school pay him all back $2 million. Yep. See ya.
Yeah, just get it's the hell it. Out of this thing, man, because it's a bad deal. Now you got every mother out there getting doctors involved saying it's a bad deal because which it is. I mean, these energy drinks are terrible for
you. Know what they really need to do? They need to get that lady from the viral video back in like 06 when she's talking about it's the devil's juice. Have you seen that video?
Oh, dude.
She's no. like, here's the deal.
Yeah.
M, upside down, 3 prongs, 666, yeah. devil water. yeah. And she goes on this huge ordeal.
Oh, really?
About, oh, yeah. Put that on like the every big yes. stream before a game. It's like, yeah. here comes the Jayhawk video. Upside down M, devil's juice.
I've never seen fans, though, get so pissed off about a sponsorship deal.
It's monster, right? I mean, dude. I mean, it's like, it's like NASCAR and UFC. Stay in your lane.
Yeah. yeah. But I mean, like, but people like are legitimately pissed about this type of thing, and it probably should go away because it doesn't do anything for anybody. I mean, you know, KU got more money going out and selling their own jersey patch than this Monster Energy.
Last
deal.
Time you had a Monster?
Never.
Okay.
No, never. I don't drink energy drinks. I think they're, I don't, okay. you know, I'm not yeah, going to yeah. go that way with the lady, but I don't think they're good for you. I think they smell terrible. I think they're horrible for your health. And so I'm not touching these.
Never had a Red Bull vodka.
Well, of course, when it first came out, I was like, ugh, this is awful.
Well, you never like went, you never like got up, we're like, okay, I'm gonna go get a Red Bull. Or
no,
I'm gonna go, okay.
No, Red Bull to me always just, it smells like puke. I'm just gonna be quite honest with you. Yeah. I hate the smell of Red Bull.
There's the quote, tip the drink, down goes the devil.
Yeah.
yes. I mean, she had it all laid
oh,
out.
Oh, yeah.
So props to her for at least having research. It's a like whole whatever. List. It's like yeah. somebody comes up to you and goes, man, tell you what, man, freaking, that guy sucks. Okay, well, then what do you want instead? Oh, I don't know. It's like, well, I need something to go off of, you know? But yeah, tip the drink, down goes the devil. But yeah, that's yeah. It was horrible deal from day one.
Yeah.
Because I
Monster loves the deal. They're getting more attention out of this deal for the $20 million of people ripping on it and talking about Monster than they're probably going to get for having their logo on a floor.
You never know what's going to be a logo. Or, I mean, a sponsor. Like, I don't know what would be, because now the Big 12 is, like, so spread out, right? You have, like, Central Florida, Utah's in the Big 12,
yeah.
right? Arizona State, Cincinnati. Like, you'd think, like, how do you make that regional? But, like, you just really can't. Like, there's, you know, I don't know. But Monster's a horrible sponsor.
Yeah, it's awful.
Mm-hmm.
Looks terrible.
Yeah.
Because you know what? I did used to drill the zero sugar white can.
The white can's good. I went through like a month phase of Monster.
Same.
Just like shaking each time. And I was like, this is not
good.
Remember I haven't drank energy drinks.
It always
really
takes one person in your life to give you the interesting stat where you're like, oh, it's like those Alani's. 200 grams of caffeine.
Yeah.
And that little bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't see a lot of them around here anymore.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Because if I'm already unbearable by about 7:45 in the morning. If I have one of the okay, six. five. I'm like that squirrel in Over the Hedge where he drinks the Red Bull and it pauses, and then I'm just like, I can't do that. That's just too much. And then when someone told me it was that many It's either milligrams or I've got to see. It's grams. 200 caffeine. I'm just like, why are we doing that?
Yeah, it's like drinking cocaine. It's 6 a.m.
Do you think one day energy drinks will be like cigarettes were?
Should be.
How they were on billboards and this guy's cool because he smokes and he's a camel. Like, why do I think that's attractive to me?
Right.
And then in, you know, future years, it's like MTV's going, energy drinks actually kill people.
Yeah, right, exactly. Like,
I don't know if that would happen today with cigarettes because of how much money they make. I don't know if they would do that now with how greedy people are.
Well, they used to.
Like, what do you mean?
You don't remember cigarettes?
Well, I don't know if they would have done that whole campaign of telling us actually they were bad for ourselves because it actually makes so much money. Back in the day, people had a heart, people had morals. I don't know if that happens as much today.
I see what you're saying. You're thinking the morals of things. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but it makes too much money. We're just not going to say anything.
Energy drinks are awful for you. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
Well, they taste good, though.
I don't think they do, though. That's
Rooster
the other
Booster
thing.
Rooster Slush?
Nah, never.
Celsius
I never thought.
Do taste really
yeah,
good.
Yeah, it was never for me, right? It was just never a flavor that I liked. I never liked any of that stuff, and so I'm like, I'm out. And I know they're not healthy for you. I mean, you can feel your heart beating out of your chest, you've got a company where your heart beats out of
my
your
neck.
Right, and they're sponsoring athletes, like high-level college athletes. You're suggesting kids who watch should drink Monster Energy drink? I mean, that's essentially what that is. So I don't blame the people for trying to get out of this thing and trying to move forward because it was a bad deal. Financially, it's a bad deal. Financially, it's a terrible deal for the Big 12. It makes no sense whatsoever.
Makes no sense at all. Big 12. It's definitely going to happen, though, if you ask me. Coming up next, Chiefs dominate preseason as well, but also kind of an interesting injury yesterday and what it means moving forward with this defensive line here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's Kyra Stonga, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.